The first 9 months, I made $1.1 million on OnlyFans.
Wow.
I could get sick at any time and not be able to work because everything's based off my looks. Wow. I can five times with no cuts.
Yeah.
Like in one session.
That is a skill and that is something that is truly a talent. What is up, my friends, and welcome to Uncensored, my podcast where I'm gonna give you my uncensored truth from my balls and from Reno Gold's balls into your beautiful faces. We're back with Reno Gold, and we're also in Reno Gold's place here in Florida, and we also have the RenoGold.com backdrop, and it's kind of like inevitable. We kind of have to talk about this. What's RenoGold.com? What happens if I that's probably getting my video age restricted. Like, what happens if I click on RenoGold.com?
So RenoGold.com is my new porn studio that I just came out with, and I'm really excited about it because now I'm directing it. It's four solo scenes of me a month.
Okay.
And then two solo scenes I direct of other guys. Oh. A lot of them, it's their first porn they've ever made. So I get like their first jerk off video to make them feel really comfortable. We give them a beautiful location and like we make the videos amazing. It's like the best first scene you could possibly have. And then I do two to three duo scenes a month where like I'm jerking off with one of the new guys or someone very well known like Carlos Effer or Leo Lamento. So there's just a wide variety of content of like new amateur guys and then also like guys who are really big and like OnlyFans porn and
crazy.
Stuff.
So,
yeah, it's really exciting and I've realized that I fucking love directing, like almost more than I like being in front of the camera because like, I don't know, I love making a quality, beautiful product.
And and you have the expertise, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I've been shooting for a long time, so it's nice to be like the cameraman now. I have like a crazy setup, it's fun, yeah.
Yeah, so you basically made your own version of OnlyFans, right? It's all on your own platform now.
Yeah, so, but the thing is, like, I don't have, like, other creators, like, posting their own content.
Yeah.
I own everything.
No, it's exactly.
Yeah, yeah, so it runs more like, studio porn pay site.
Okay, yeah.
So that's what we're considered as, and I have affiliates with a lot of the porn industry. So like I have ads all over the place when you look up gay porn.
Oh, so you run ads on
actual
porn sites?
Affiliate marketing, yeah.
Okay.
So I have affiliate marketing with like a bunch of different porn sites and it's really nice for me because it's tapping into an audience that wouldn't normally find me.
Yeah.
Because like to find someone's OnlyFans, you have to have a YouTube or like an Instagram.
Yeah.
So like all the guys who like subscribe to my OnlyFans are normally like around my age, you know what I
mean? Yeah, that makes sense. Different demographic, younger probably. Yeah,
so now I'm tapping into the old guys.
The old guys, nice. I feel like they also probably are willing to spend more money, maybe, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's done really well so far. Yeah. I'm excited.
Would you say, okay, so in level of importance, because I'm assuming OnlyFans was a big part of your income and your focus, right now, what would you say? Are you still doing OnlyFans or are you completely shifting from OnlyFans to your own site?
No, I mean, my OnlyFans account is just way too big to like not.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Like, yeah, no, OnlyFans is still my main source of income.
Okay.
So I focus a lot for OnlyFans, but I'm focusing on both.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I mean, like I said, it's different audiences. So both are worthwhile to me.
Totally.
So
yeah, I love your drive. You're a real businessman. You're really like
you.
I can see you and I told this before, you have such a like entrepreneurial mindset too. Because now it's a great, you know, skill you have this demand for. And I love that now people are, it's kind of like being democratized, the whole adult entertainment industry, you know, where people like you can come in on OnlyFans, build their own thing and give people a good experience. Also, you said you do it in a respectful way, right? You
make
people, because I can totally see you make people feel comfortable. And I think in the porn industry traditionally, where there's like these powerful studios that run everything, a lot of shady stuff goes down.
I know guys who do traditional porn, like for studio. I'm filming guys fucking for the website too.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I film them fucking. I'm
filming
them. Hasn't come out yet. It's gonna.
Yeah.
The first scene is coming out in January.
Okay.
I shoot like 3 months in advance.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so that's coming out now. So I just like, I try to make guys feel comfortable, but I know guys who are in studio porn, and if you say no to anybody on set, like touching you and stuff, I've heard they like label you as difficult.
Oh, wow.
So like, you just have to be okay with like,
Yeah.
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 I don't know. It sounds crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if that's completely accurate, but I've heard that from like...
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. If it's not a clear no, it's a yes. No way. Yeah. No way. It's all right. Yeah. It's all right.
It's, yeah, so... Yeah, I'm probably easier than the other directors and
no,
stuff
because I've been the model. I would like to work with you. So if, yeah. if I ever want to do my first scene, I'll come your way. And now also, was that decision to make your own site, was it driven by OnlyFans being banned? Because guys, I don't know if you know this, but like in the summer this year, 2021, OnlyFans was banned. It came out a statement that they're banning all explicit content. Was that something that made you create your own site where you don't depend on a platform like OnlyFans?
No, I had been working on this for over a year.
Oh, okay.
I was in negotiations because I partnered with Pinstripe Media, but I was in negotiations with a few huge hitters in the industry who wanted to partner with me. So I was just negotiating for over a year for this, but then when I heard about the ban, I was like, I was sad for you, but I was excited for me, because they reversed it.
Okay, so now it's fully back to normal, so OnlyFans is fully back to, like, the original.
Oh, yeah.
Are you scared? Do you think, like, they are gonna ban it eventually again, or do you think it's just gonna, they're just gonna roll with the brand and the image they have now and the business?
I mean, hopefully they just roll with the brand. What gave the, like, scare and why they decided to ban it was because, the payment processors,
yeah.
So like actually a lot of the industry was very concerned because now if you have a live broadcast, you have to have a person, like not like a machine, like a person reviewing every live stream as it happens on your website. So that's employing so many people and like, yeah, so it like scared everybody.
Do you do live streams on your site?
No, okay. I don't do them on OnlyFans anymore, really.
Yeah. Did you have issues with your site getting payment providers, like for your site?
No, so I mean, they were cracking down on OnlyFans and stuff, but the people I partnered with have a great relationship with Visa and MasterCard. So we take every major card, is never a problem.
Okay.
And also we take PayPal, and PayPal's notorious for not being involved in sex work, but they've been with them for over 30 years.
Okay.
So like the person I partnered with, it was a big deal.
Okay, that's nice, yeah. So is your content, would you say it's like, is it different on OnlyFans than it is on your, on the site?
The only difference is I offer 2 extra scenes a month on renogold.com.
Okay.
And those are the scenes that I direct of other guys.
Okay, cool.
And those aren't on my OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But it's just like up to the customer. Cause I feel like a lot of people who subscribe to OnlyFans, they want to like customize their subscription, be following a few different guys, have like that feed. So it's just different. It's a different vibe.
Do you have, is there an option to message? Is there a community aspect, like on renogold.com? So you also get that?
Yeah, so you get one-on-one messaging. We can sext in the DM, send pictures, you can send tips.
Yeah. And do you do custom requests?
Yeah, I do custom videos, and it's much easier to order on renogold.com.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
So if I come up and subscribe to renogold.com and I want to have like, while reading me a Christmas poem or something like that. Do you do like any, like?
I do a lot of things. So I have like moderators on my website who like see everything I'm sending. They're like, we're always really surprised by the things you say yes to. But yeah, I don't know. I have fun with it. I definitely have some no's. The customs are worth it because I do $100 a minute.
Okay.
And then it's a $300 tip for a cum shot, but a cum shot video has to be over 5 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
So if you want to get a custom video, it's discounted on renogold.com because on OnlyFans it's $100 a minute per custom video, and it has to be over 10 minutes long for a cum shot. And I sell a lot.
And lots of we talked about this. You're good at cum shots too.
Yeah.
You do a lot of them. Like, respect. No, seriously. You get a lot.
I can cum 5 times with no cuts.
Yeah.
Like in one session.
That is a skill, and that is something that is truly, you know, a talent. No, truly, I could not do that. Truly, like, I don't know.
I just have too much time on my hands.
Well, yeah, yeah. But that's the thing, like, people sometimes don't give, like, people in sex workers enough credit for that, you know, because there's such a big business model behind it. It's not just like, oh yeah, you know, people think it just like happens and you're just on OnlyFans. No, you have a full business plan behind it.
Yeah.
You came out with, I just made a video reviewing your own flesh jack.
Yeah.
And your own winky, like a replica of your penis, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's amazing. Like with the, like it's a full on, like with the Reno Gold, like signature on the bottom. I love it.
Yeah, it's crazy. People don't realize it, and like, I don't know, they always think sex workers like don't contribute to society, but it's like we pay taxes like just anyone else, you know, like it's crazy. There's a lot of business that goes into it, because I'm filed as an S corp. I have like multiple LLCs for all my businesses.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's crazy. It's a whole business.
Can you as an S corp be filed as an S corp?
As an escort,
I know, it's just a fucking dad joke. It just like sounds so similar. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna go.
No, I mean, okay. When I was an escort, I didn't file any taxes.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of like, you know, also cash, but no, truly. I mean, yeah. OnlyFans. Also, people on OnlyFans like, you know, can make a lot of money, but also then you pay a lot of taxes. I mean, it's hard to try. It's like you live in California. It's like a lot of money.
Oh my god, it's
money.
Fucking nuts.
It's crazy in California. 50%. If you make, because people always say in America, oh,
where's
you don't
the money
pay
going?
Taxes.
Because there's like the homeless problem. And
that
crime
is the fucking
LA.
Thing.
Like, where the fuck is your money even
that
going?
That is the thing that pisses me off about California sometimes. Is that like, I as a German used to pay taxes in Germany, right?
Right.
I was like,
and it's a lot in Germany.
It's a lot in Germany too, but it's not more than in California.
Right.
With the money I'm making right now, I pay the same amount in Germany, pretty much the same. But in Germany, I got free healthcare, free education. Like perfect infrastructure, basically no crime. In LA, I feel like, what am I paying for? Like literally, it's crazy, it's insane. Because I didn't in America, I'm paying so much now, and I didn't. I mean, sure, there's some great things, you know, whatever. But I mean, I don't want to get started with this. But you say, oh, the police, you know, you have the infrastructure, you have people protecting you. Like the police is just like, you know, doing what they do, like killing black people for no reason.
And then, like, if you walk on the street,
people,
like, homeless people, like, slit your dog's throat or something. Like,
I mean, in LA, like, just last week, there was a news article came out, like, 3 blocks from my place, somebody got shot again in LA. And it's just, and I live actually in a nice building, you know, it's weird. It's weird. So, yeah. Go Germany in terms of that.
Did you end up moving to Santa Monica? Or are you still in the same place?
I still stayed in Hollywood.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because I was going to move to Santa Monica just to have a more chill lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I love the beach so much and like that energy, but Santa Monica is so far from the whole industry I'm in, because I do stand-up comedy now. And I go to like stand-up shows like every week on the weekend and do mics like to work a material like a couple times a week.
Yeah.
So if I was living in Santa Monica, I'd only be in a car, because LA is so big. So I chose to stay in Hollywood. I like my place. I like Hollywood. It's close to my friends, close to Travis Bryan, you know.
And anyone who's visiting.
Anyone's visiting, town, yeah. They're always in West Hollywood. So it's nice to be the Griffith Observatory where we went on a hike.
Yeah,
it's
very great.
I can take a bird. I'm right there going on a hike. So I like it. Some things I don't like, but this, you know, it's hard. You always have to, you know, now that I'm focusing on my career and like on the industry, I kind of want to be in the center of it all.
How far is the drive from
Santa Monica? Yeah. With traffic, can be like up to an hour, 45 minutes, an hour.
And how often are you doing these comedy shows?
Every, like 3 times a week I'm doing some stuff.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get like booked for these, or is it open mic things, or is it mixture?
Both. So I'm doing open mics during the week to work on material. So I'm doing like, I guess like 3-4 open mics during the week to just like work on new material, like staying, you know, in the zone. Then on the shows, on the weekends I do shows.
That's awesome.
I'm doing my first own show. Maybe it's already out when I released it. On the 16th of September, I'm doing my own bromance show. So I'm gonna sing a song, Bro Job. It's gonna be a live performance. I'm gonna invite subscribers, and I produce the comedy show. So I'm gonna have a set. It's like
probably
10-15 minutes, and then I have like my friends doing like 7-minute sets there.
Nice. Yeah.
You should come. Like probably when
maybe
I'll do another one when you come to LA.
That'd be awesome.
It's a big passion of mine. It's like I really love stand-up comedy. It's like the big thing I'm working towards right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it's really good. Yeah, yeah. And then let's also talk about. And let's also talk about what you've been telling me, right, off camera. because you just had a pretty severe sickness, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I had a really bad staph infection. My skin was trying to kill me.
just out of nowhere? Like it was...
Yeah, so it started in my nose, and it was like this huge bump, and my nose would get really swollen, and that would happen, I don't know, like, it started happening more and more often, then it'd go away and be fine, and then come back.
Yeah.
And then I got a huge cyst on my face, so they cut it out of my face.
Okay.
And then, like, a week later, I had, like, 8 in my armpit, so you can, like... I have like scars in there.
Okay, yeah.
But like, yeah, so I had like 8 in my armpit that they all had to be removed. But then like, it was like the skin was like eating itself. Like it, I had like all these like scabs that were getting like deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
And like, it was very, very painful. So they didn't want me to work out for, it was like basically almost 2 months.
Wow.
And then I was on antibiotics for 2 months and nothing was working, nothing was healing it. It was getting worse and worse, and my dermatologist, he said it was like the worst one he's ever seen.
Okay.
It was like, it's scary because they become life-threatening when they're so resistant to antibiotics like
that.
Do you
also feel sick?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I felt very sick. I had a fever the whole time.
Damn.
It was super painful. But so anyways, like I couldn't go to the gym for 2 months, and then I was feeling like shit, and then which means I also couldn't work because it was very visible.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
So you felt uncomfortable like shooting scenes or being shirtless?
Oh, there was no way I could because I had been on antibiotics for so long that it made my entire body have a fungal infection. So I was literally covered in red bumps for probably a month and a half.
Damn,
there's no way I could have shot.
Yeah.
And so I just like was eating because I was like, I don't know, there was like nothing else to do and I was fucking depressed. But now I'm clear to go back to the gym and I'm coming back, but it's just been really hard because like I have put out like a couple videos of myself since, and like I like kind of explained that I had been sick and my fans were just like so brutal.
Yeah.
So yeah. So it's been a little hard coming back, but
so they've been
one like, more month. I think I'll have my body back.
Okay. So, I mean, I told you again, you look great. It's
thank
just
you.
Like I get it though. Sometimes I have like in this industry, you have such high standards.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, you've always super hard on yourself. You're like, oh God, I used to be there, and like, but to the average person, I think you know you're fantastic.
Thank you.
How. Like when you say your fans have been brutal, like what do they say? They were like just hate comments
like,
or
yeah. So I mean, like I had been struggling with my weight a little bit before I got the staph infection, but then I really like got out of shape when I did get it. But yeah, basically people were just like, oh wow, he's like getting so old, like he's gained 15 pounds in his face.
Damn.
Or they're like, wow, what's wrong with you? You have acne everywhere, just because like. I mean, I still have like some of the bumps from like the fungal infections that the antibiotics created.
Yeah,
so,
Damn. Yeah, the inner is brutal sometimes. You know, it's like people are just always expecting you to be on, to be your best, to look at your best, and that's just like also what social media kind of perpetuates because you have that expectation that you always have to be like this. Perfectly looking, you know.
Yeah. I like, and like people would like send me pictures of my face from a year ago and say, you look so much worse with all the fillers you've gotten, blah blah blah, and I'm like, I didn't get fillers, I got fucking fat. Fuck you. So it's just like pretty brutal, but I'm happy it happened because I used to always say like, you know, OnlyFans isn't forever, I have to have like a backup plan, but like this past year, I kind of started thinking like this money's gonna be forever. The first 9 months, I made $1.1 million on OnlyFans.
Wow.
After they took their cut.
Yeah.
So I was like, shit, like it's gonna be like this forever. But then after getting the infection, I was like, I could get sick at any time and not be able to work because everything's based off my looks.
Totally.
So like I need to like keep investing because I started like spending money like crazy this year.
Yeah.
Just because I was like, thought it was gonna be coming in forever like that.
I know, that's
you know,
yeah.
So
yeah,
it definitely put me back on track and like thinking about my future more.
I love that you can have the perspective to look at it in a positive way, you know, instead of like, you know, pitying yourself, why is it happening? You know,
right?
Because I get that, that's like the go to, you know.
I'm doing a fair share of both, but
I'm sure. No, which is only human, which is a totally, like, that's a very normal reaction. But I get it, like, for me, when I first started modeling, I did pretty well in the first, like, couple months, right? As I went to New York, fresh out of, like, hadn't done anything. Then went to Singapore, did, like, the biggest campaigns there, and made good money, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, not compared to, like, the OnlyFans money, but, like, I was like, okay, cool. As a model, like, as a 19-year-old, 20-year-old guy, I was just never made, like, money like that.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, it's going well. It's going, like, forever. But in those industries, look, I then went to Milan. My grandma passed away. I was in a bad place, like, and it just didn't work, and I just didn't get jobs. And then I kind of was in this hole, and then, I don't know, like, I didn't just get jobs for, like, 3 months after. I was in New York, had to pay for my visa. All
Why
of a sudden,
are you getting jobs just, like, you weren't,
like... No, because modeling always goes in, like, it's even more inconsistent than only... I think OnlyFans actually can be pretty consistent once you have a fan base.
No, totally.
It is. But, I mean, social media can fluctuate and stuff. It's always... Views go up and down. It's normal. But, modeling is like the worst because it goes like up and down, but I was in the same place. I was like, oh yeah, we're good, you know, but then it was like good to have this reality check of like, yo, it can stop.
Save your money.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Like I have told you this, I like tomorrow I could walk out of my hotel room, trip and fall and break my dick, and then I wouldn't be able to work. So like,
break
I need
dick.
To have money
break
for a rainy
dick.
Day.
You know, some people would say I could like, you know, fall and break my neck. And he was like, no, break my dick.
Break my dick.
The neck I can deal with, but as long as my dick is, once my dick's done, I'm done for life.
For real.
What would you do if your dick broke?
If my dick broke, I guess I'd just use my hole.
That is. Reno gold, everybody. Reno gold, everybody. I love that. Wow. So, yeah, what did you have a plan like before you got into the industry? What was your plan like as a kid? Were you like, hey, I want to be a pilot, I want to be a pro athlete, I want to be a teacher? Like, what was.
No, I knew I wanted to do like porn ever since I saw it. So, like, since like 14, I was like, oh, I want to like do porn.
That is okay. So, it's meant to be that. It's meant to
be that. And like, as like a kid, I like wanted to be like some type of performer. I didn't know.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I think I've always kind of wanted to be in the industry, like, even before I knew what it was. Because I, like, always liked performing, you know what I mean? Yeah. I like dancing, I like doing all that.
No,
so.
You're great at pole dancing, too, yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, maybe you can do it with a broken dick, even, you know? I think you can still pole dancing. No, but seriously, if you had to choose, let's say, out of the industry, you had to choose, for some reason, for the next 15 years, you have to work a regular job.
Uh-huh.
What would you do?
So, like, nothing porn related, but, like, not, okay.
His mind is like, wait, what?
Well, you know, I already own properties, so I would just manage them. Now, I pay my mom to manage them, like, if the porn money wasn't coming in, I'd be like, sorry, bitch. Like, I can't afford you anymore.
Okay, so real estate.
Yeah, real estate.
Yeah, because, I mean, you are, like, a good businessman. You own properties and stuff. Are you into crypto at all? Bitcoin?
No.
Any investment like that? No?
No, I just... That's too risky for me. Like, it does make sense to me, but, like... People make big money, but they also lose money, and I fucking hate losing money.
Yeah.
So, like, it's been a safe bet investing in property. Because I just bought my 12.
12? You have 12 properties?
12 properties, and I never took out a mortgage for any of them.
You bought all of them cash?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I think you shouldn't be too worried, you know what I mean? Even if you break your dick, I think you have some backup stuff. Wow, that's impressive.
Thank you.
Very impressive.
Thanks. So, like, my goal this year, I mean, I could have bought a lot more this year, but like I said, I was spending money like crazy. So my goal this year is to buy 10 more.
10 more?
Yeah, I'm really trying to focus.
This
on,
year,
like,
2022?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's definitely doable if I save my money. So.
Okay, what kind of properties are we talking about?
So, okay, Melbourne, Florida.
Okay.
In Melbourne, Florida, like, the property values are so cheap. So, like, you can get a condo. Like, my last one, I just closed, like, 2 days ago on a new condo. And I bought it for $57,000.
Oh,
which
okay.
is nothing.
Yeah, yeah, and that's different than LA.
And then I've been putting, like, 17 to 20K into them in renovations.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is like when I first started buying, it was like a podunk part of town. They didn't have like an off ramp from the highway. It took so long to get there. It was like inconvenient. But after I bought, they built in an off ramp.
So it goes up and
from
down
the highway.
Yeah.
And like I've made like a lot of money off the condo. Okay. Just like an appreciation. And yeah. then I mean like every year I'm making $100,000 off of them from rent.
Okay.
So it's like it's been a very good investment.
Yeah. Cause I mean I was thinking about it too. I looked at investment properties actually with Travis Bryan. We're gonna buy
yeah.
I was in Palm Springs in yeah. LA in California. But California is insane.
So
the HOA fees and everything is just like so complicated, so much paperwork. Travis bought a house now.
Right.
I don't know if you've seen his new house. Probably
yeah.
not.
No, I saw the walkthrough.
Yeah, yeah. And he said, I mean, it's so hard to be a homeowner because he lives in it too. And it's just like, yo, it's like a $1 million home. It's a small home
it's
too.
It's small.
$1 million, you know what I mean? And back in my hometown in Germany, like for $1 million, you get a castle, legitimately.
Dude, for real, like in yeah. Reno, it'd be yeah. such a big house.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, like, yeah, they probably have $1 million homes, but not a lot.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Do you see yourself in, like in Fort Lauderdale? Is that like where you think you'll be based, like for a long term, or do you have
so
think
about moving
to California or something?
No, never.
Never fuck California?
No. No
okay,
never.
Well, that was very clear. Fuck no. Okay.
I don't know. I kind of like. I miss the elevation and the lifestyle of being out west. I don't think I could do California. I think maybe I could see myself in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Or South Florida. Like, I love South Florida.
Yeah.
It feels like home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I
like, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah. Like, no, we so talked about this. Like, we were just at Art Basel.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, the places here when I walk in, like, I was in Brooklyn, some, like, condos. I was like, yo, I'm on the 57th floor overlooking the craziest skyline.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. All the, like, it's everything's pretty clean and, like, sophisticated. I like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Except for South Beach when it's, like, fucking spring break. It's
yeah.
madness. But other than that, it's pretty cool. But I can't deal with the, first of all, the heat
yeah.
in the summer is too much for me. And then also I will say, for me, the creative scene is very important. And
yeah.
I feel like LA has more of that sophisticated creative scene, right?
Yeah.
Stand-up comedy. I don't think Miami's quite there yet because here it's more about the lifestyle, people spending money, being on yachts,
yeah.
which is beautiful. So I love Miami and I want to come back, especially having you here as a friend, like, you know, hanging out with you, going on boats, like just having fun.
Yeah.
It's something I want to do every year for like, you know, I come here for a month
for
or
vacation.
Two. For vacation. Yeah. But living here, I think I wouldn't want
to
do that.
Well, before. He tried to live. Where did
I tried.
For 2 months?
I tried. For 2 months, I lived here with Jeff and Vida and, It was cool, but then after 2 months, I was like, I don't know, I LA is just, I think right now for what I'm doing is more LA.
Right,
I see
totally.
Myself more in LA, New York, or Europe, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Oh, see, I can't picture myself in LA, just because, I don't know, I like, yeah, Miami lifestyle, it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And then I gotta also ask you about one thing, because I have, you know, I have an experience with my penis, right? Where I got circumcised when I was 18 years old.
Right.
Now, I did an interview where I talked to some strangers interviewing them about cut or uncut, what they prefer. So, the general consensus in the United States of the people I asked were that they prefer uncircumcised wieners.
For real?
Yeah, what's your take on that?
I mean, like, I like both, but like, I'm less familiar with uncircumcised.
Okay, okay. Don't you think it's like more unique or special or something like that?
I don't know.
Because I feel like in America, nobody is circumcised. So I
what?
Thought, no, nobody's uncircumcised. Nobody's uncircumcised. No one's uncircumcised. Nobody's uncircumcised. So I thought, you know, I was cut and I was like, I come here as a German, you know, with an uncircumcised wiener. I'd be like
yeah.
the king here and like be cool. And
so
you
did
know,
you feel self-conscious
unique.
After moving here about it?
No, I felt cool in Germany because in Germany, I grew up being uncircumcised like everybody else.
Mm.
Then I got circumcised and I was like, it's Mario, it's the cool kid without a turtleneck, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I felt cool, like, wiggling around my schlongdong in high school.
Yeah.
Then I moved to America, and now I'm just one of many. I'm a sheep, because everybody's circumcised
mm-hmm.
here.
So maybe, like, you always want what you don't have, so that's right.
I think that could be it also,
but
yeah.
I will also say that, like, having foreskin definitely makes more sense when it comes to, like, functionality, because,
yeah.
like, if you don't have the foreskin, you always have to have
lubrication. Yeah,
off.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But, like, when you have foreskin, you just, like, pull the skin, so you're
exactly.
always ready to go. It's
yeah.
not, like, a thing,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, like, for myself, luckily, they botched my circumcision, so I have, like, extra skin, so I just pull it. I don't use lube.
Oh,
but,
oh
yeah.
okay. So, the reason why I bring this up is because I am currently researching a procedure.
Mm-hmm.
It is a circumcision reverse Yeah, no, seriously.
No, you're not. Where are they going to harvest the skin from?
So that's the good question. I'm glad you asked. First of all, first option. Okay, there's three options. Basically, first is a non-surgical method where you actually have a vacuum that pulls the skin to form a new foreskin. You can actually stretch out your skin because the skin around your like scrotum and everything is like pretty flexible. You can actually stretch it out. So by pulling it, you can actually, over months or even a year, you can form a new foreskin.
That sounds so uncomfortable.
But that sounds very uncomfortable, right? It's also like, it sounds like a process. I don't want to deal with all that.
Are you doing this for clout? Like, are you just doing this for a YouTube video?
Maybe, honestly, yes. Yeah, I guess that's the main part.
That's but like also, really intense.
No, but I also really want my foreskin back. I would actually be happy to have a foreskin again because I feel like it'd just be like nice and, you know, more versatile. You can style it in wintery, you know, it's like a turtleneck. You can, like, you know, go to New York with it, fucking, you know?
Yeah.
And the second option is the surgical method, right? So where you, first of all, can take skin from your scrotum and use it to make a new foreskin. How do you feel about that?
Well, there would be like a big patch of missing skin on your ball sack.
No, I think they take the scrotum is also very flexible, so it grows back, is what I learned.
Oh.
I talked to urologists too, yeah. So it's actually, this. We won't affect your scrotum at all. I'm just afraid that it's not gonna look so good or natural, you know what I mean?
No, I'd be really scared to fuck around with your dick, you know what I mean? You only get one.
You only get one, that's true. Yeah, I don't know, there's another option where you can actually get, also from your earlobe you can take the skin, that's a thing they do. Or,
yeah, who needs those?
Exactly, fuck the earlobes. Or, now they're working with petri dishes where you can actually have a petri dish where you can use stem cells to artificially grow of skin. Which of these options would you prefer?
None. Yeah. Well, actually, okay, so like if I had to choose one of those surgical options, I think I would actually go with the skin stretching.
Yeah.
Like over it because, yeah.
It's just like your own skin, there's no skin, no.
Yeah, there's like, I feel like that sounds less risky, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like maybe a little more uncomfortable, but less risky.
Yeah. I'm looking more
into it. Because I mean, like cutting, like what? What if it doesn't heal right? What if you get a staph infection in your dick? You know, which that happens all the time after surgery. Like you get staph infections and stuff.
It's also, I think, over. It's like about $20,000 to get it done.
Oh my god.
But yo, it's a write-off. I can probably write it up for a YouTube video, you know? Like, I just, you know, I feel like I have a responsibility for science to talk and tackle those things that nobody talks about. I love the Scrotox video. We both did Scrotox.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I'll think about
20,000,
it more.
20,000, that's like an more. Expensive video.
You know, some people like do this on YouTube. Do you know Davey Wavy?
Yeah.
So on YouTube, he made a video where which by the way is fucking crazy to me. And all like, you know, power to him. But like, he made a video of this dude, this Asian dude who had like dick fillers.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed his dick on YouTube. And then because it was like a scientific review, it was fine, it didn't get taken down.
Leo Lamenta did that. He was like fully naked, fully hard on YouTube, and it like literally popped up in my recommended
one day.
And then he was like, today I'm going to tell you how to give a like ball exam, and he's just like squeezing his balls, but it like used like scientific terms that I looked it up.
No!
Yeah.
Leo Lamento?
Leo Lamento.
Holy what the fuck?
Yeah.
Wait, one second. No! No! Shut up! No!
Yeah.
It's age restricted, right? I mean, it has to.
It has
Shut to. The fuck up!
He's fully
Oh my god! Oh my god! Guys, subscribe to my main YouTube channel. I'm gonna make a full reaction video to this video. Holy what?
How does my channel have strikes and has dunk?
Regular self-examination, take your penis out of the way, and gently grip your testicles with both hands. Make sure to check one testicle at a time.
I cannot. You just single-handedly changed my fucking life. I'm gonna share this with Jeff right now.
I know.
He's gonna fucking love this. Holy fuck, Leo, you got some balls, brother. Literally, I mean, those are some nice balls. But also, like, for posting this on YouTube, I didn't want to get into this, but when I came here, I was kind of pissed this morning, because 4 out of my last 6 YouTube videos on my main channel got age restricted. not demonetized, motherfucking age restricted. And they're like videos. One, I talk about homophobia. I made a video in Turkey where I was confronting a homophobe and I used the F word.
Mm-hmm.
And I censored it. And they took the video, or like age restricted it for hate speech. And I'm like, they're so sensitive about so many things. But then you can show your full on dick on YouTube.
Full on dick.
Holy crap.
It's just, yeah.
I mean, this is intense.
How many comments?
It's 190. I wanted to read some comments. It's very slow right
How
now.
How many views does that have?
140.
Yeah, let me put it up there.
Hey Leo, you're an inspiration for raising the awareness for testicular cancer. You've made the examination processing quality detail. Yo, how many of those people?
Do you have to be hard for this? Real for that?
How many people do you think watch this video because they care about testicular exams?
And then he's like rock hard. Like,
why is he rock? That's crazy. Holy fuck. I mean, my mind is blown. Damn, son.
Leo is such a funny character because he's like the shyest guy you'll ever meet.
He's so shy. So shy. Yeah.
And then like... Yeah, he does like way. He does more than I do on camera. I've seen him like full on like railing
dudes. Yeah.
It's like it's so crazy how shy he is, though.
It's interesting sometimes how people you wouldn't expect it, right? So I would, for example, also I think you do like, you know, explicit things on in your scenes, but I think you have such a pureness and innocence about you. It's so funny, you know what I mean? It's so interesting sometimes to see that dynamic, you know. Mm. And then some guys like me, some people like me. A lot of people think, like, because I have, like, you know, I'm an extrovert and all this stuff, a big personality, but, like, I'm so vanilla in so many ways, sexually, you know? I think there's something about that often, yeah. You know, where people in their real life, it's like, there's a little bit of a contrast there.
I thought you'd be, like, a wild, like, party or two just from watching you online, because yeah. I'm like, wow, he's so, like, I'm sure he loves to go out and be, like, the center of attention and da-da-da, and I feel like, no, you're, like, very tame in your regular life.
I think I'm very German in a lot of ways. I'm very self-controlled, mm-hmm. And I'm also, like, when it comes to partying, yeah. you party. Yeah. You party, my friend. We're just, like, an Art Basel. Yo, we're at Art Basel and I met Reno and he was like, oh yeah, I came to Miami on Tuesday and I was gonna go home but I haven't left since and I've just been like sleeping like 3 hours every night and shit like that. And
we met at the convention center. I was like, I'll be out in a second, I'm doing drugs in the bathroom.
At a convention center for an art gallery. Meanwhile, I'm like, you know, guys, I don't know. It's like 1:30. I'm not gonna have any more green tea because it has caffeine. I'm that guy. The restaurant. I want to order a green tea or a chamomile tea at a restaurant. They said, oh, we only have green tea. It's like, can't do that. It's past 8 p.m. So yeah, it's interesting sometimes the assumptions we have about people.
I know for sure.
Yeah. What's another assumption you had about me when you first met me?
Another assumption. Oh, for some reason, I just thought you were like, would want to like film a YouTube video and like then not want to hang out because you're like really busy or something.
Yeah.
But then like you were like one of the first collabs ever that was like, do you want to get dinner after or something? And
yeah,
I'm like,
always.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
Because I also have one thing. I also don't like filming with people I don't like.
Right.
Like I wouldn't, even if somebody is like, and it happened to me, I'm not going to say the names, but like if people like, hit me up or want to collab and it makes sense from like a social media cloud standpoint.
Right.
I don't like doing it if I really don't agree with their like values or like their energy and I just want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And with you it was just like, I love hanging out with you. I'm glad we can film together and have fun and, you know, have do a podcast, but like I would hang out with you even if
No, that like surprised me though. Yeah. I was like, cause most people, they just want to film and then be like, later, like I'm done working, bye.
Yeah.
But it's really cool cause now we have like a genuine like friendship.
Yeah,
and I get so excited to see Mario. Like it's really good for you to come down.
If you can also film, that's what I love with Travis Bryan, right? Mm-hmm. If you can film with your best friend.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the best thing in the world. Like, same with Jeff, you know, it's like, we just hang out as friends and we just have fun filming. The best dynamic ever.
I can't with his voicemails. So like,
well, Jeff's the funniest. Yeah, he's so sweet.
Like whenever we talk, like we send like voicemails back and forth, and I'm like, we could have just called each other.
Yeah, it'd probably no, literally, be easier. Literally, yeah.
But it's so cool. But then I get to save them and listen to them later.
Exactly. Jeff's gonna also. He's gonna call me later.
Let's all meet in January.
He always sends you the sweetest voicemail. Jeff always goes like, hey honey, miss you. And then he goes like, you know, he's such a sweetheart. He's so sweet.
Reno, bro.
Yeah.
He's
Let's get nasty. No. Has it ever happened to you, like, in when you shoot OnlyFans scenes, that, like, there's some people you just really don't get along, but you have to, like, sexually get involved? Is that, like, a challenge?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Like, the first, like, when I first started doing duo scenes with other guys, because I didn't for a long time. I was a solo star for a long time. But then when I first started filming with other guys, I had, like, a streak where I hated, like, probably the first, like, 4 guys I filmed with.
Okay, yeah.
Just because they were guys I used to, like, dance with and, like,
yeah.
I don't know. They were just, they didn't have a business mindset, and it drove me crazy because they didn't respect my time. So, like, yeah, that happened a lot, but, like, luckily I'm at a point now that the people that I work with are either very excited to work with me, so they're bring their A game, or they're just, like, professionals in the industry and they run it like a business.
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of, so now I don't hate everyone I go with. Yeah.
Well, great. I mean, I think that's great. I'm excited for you to come. You're going to come to LA in January.
Yeah, yeah,
so we're going to hang out again. And see what you're up to. I hope you have, I wish you all the success with your flashlights and renogold.com.
I'll bring it over.
Yeah, bring it over. I can get one of those too. I mean, it's so cool. Like, it's like a director chair. I don't know if you guys have seen this, you know, it says like Reno Gold right here. You know, I can see you
I have,
here
I directing. I have tattoos too.
Yeah.
Like stick on tattoos. Okay. RenoGold.com.
Love it.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do a thing like in LA where you can actually, you can direct me and I can have my first scene. Maybe not like that. You know what I mean?
Like something. A YouTube type of thing. Yeah, I'm so down. Like, cool. Just to show you what it's like.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. You know? I'd be down for that.
That'd be really cool. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching. Subscribe to the channel for more podcasts and raw conversations just like this. And now the last word, as always, goes to Reno Gold. Anything you want to share? Any last word or inspirational message you want to send to the people out there or to your mom?
To my mom.
Whatever you want to say.
Hey, Trish. You're getting my dildo this year. No. I would just say, I don't know. Think with a positive mindset and, like, picture how you want your future to be and you'll reach those goals faster. And even when you feel down, that's when you should be more positive. So, yeah.
I just learned that. All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Peace out.